I'm Jennifer, and welcome to I Talk to Ghosts, the spooky and spiritual podcast in which I bravely enter the dark woods alone in search of true ghost stories to offer you. I probably could have just Googled them. And also, I share personal stories of what it's like to be an actual medium who speaks with actual spirits. In fact, I kind of think that the spirits had a hand in naming this podcast, and here's why. I had this idea for the longest time to create a paranormal show where I could share my favorite ghost stories. But what to name it? A name is really important, right? To me, a good name can really make something real. I thought about naming it Spooky Tea, but unfortunately, I think that name is being used elsewhere. And out of the blue, I mentally received this suggestion of, why not call it I Talk to Ghosts? And I thought, yeah, why not call it I Talk to Ghosts? I love that. So I carried that title around with me like a little spooky imaginary friend, waiting for the opportunity to actually have the time to research, write, record, edit, and produce this show. Needless to say, it took a while, but fortunately, yes, here we are. Now, my partner Maxwell remarked this week that I had shared the name of the show with him before I even hinted at, even thought about exploring mediumship, and that at the time when I named the show, I wasn't talking to ghosts, and now I am, and the show name didn't fit back then, but now it does, a fact of which I am delightfully charmed by. But is it a quirky little coincidence? Or have the spirits been nudging me along for quite a while? I don't know. So there's this week's silly, spooky background side quest detail about the show. Now, let's get to the eerie and the unexplained. Tonight's story involves a spirit that remains helpful from beyond the grave. And later, I'll share my own unreal experience that kept me from very real danger. Thank you for being here tonight, dear listener. Let's settle in for our first story. Are you ready? Here we go. I was in a major car accident over a decade ago. My car was hit by another car in such a way where I lost control of the car and somehow went into a full circle spin on the highway. I T-boned a Jersey wall, completely destroying it and cracking the next two in line, and I bounced off that and onto the off-ramp, with my side of the car facing traffic. I'm about to exhale when I hear, "Hey kid, when I start counting, you have 8 seconds to move your car or you're going to be hit by an 18-wheeler. Do you understand? 8, 7, 6. The voice didn't have to tell me twice. I threw my car into drive and got onto the shoulder quickly. At 1, an 18-wheeler drove by the spot where my car had been parked. I should have died, according to the cops surveying the crash site later, but I walked away with a few bruises and I needed a root canal a few days later. I probably imagined the voice, but damn, I'm believing it was something otherworldly. Here's a bonus story for you today, dear listener. My fiancé and I were driving in his late grandfather Suzuki Swift that we had acquired a couple months before at his memorial. We had stopped with our turn signal on, waiting to turn, and this girl rear-ended us, going like 45 miles an hour, and didn't make any effort to stop, even after impact. Now, if you don't know, head-on collisions in Swifts and also Geo Metros often end with the windshield busting inward and killing its passengers.
Thank God my fiancé turned the wheel away from oncoming traffic, or that likely would have been our fate. However, when I asked him after the fact what made him turn the wheel, he said he could hear his late grandfather screaming in his ear, "Turn right, turn right." We live in the U.S., so turning right brought us over the shoulder of the road instead of into oncoming traffic. He says that was the only thing that kept him aware and able to act quickly. I thank good old Ernie every day now for saving us.
Are you enjoying your haunted visit with me? Do you have comments, feedback, or your own ghost story you'd like to share? Email me at speaknow@italktoghosts.com. Welcome back to I Talk to Ghosts. My personal story this evening takes place a couple of years back. I was driving on a stretch of highway that I was very familiar with. It was a section of road that I traveled nearly daily. But on this particular day, I was going somewhere new. So instead of being in the right-hand lane where I normally exit, I was all the way over in the left-hand lane continuing to travel. So I'm traveling along, listening to music, enjoying my day, and then suddenly there was this voice in my head and it screamed at me, "Slow down!" And I immediately slammed on the brakes, checked my rearview mirror. Thankfully, no one was behind me. And I had enough time to think, what was that? And then suddenly I was on a curve of road that I'm not familiar with, and the road had this pitch to it, and I had this clarity that if I hadn't slowed down due to that voice telling me to do so, I could have hit that curve at a very dangerous speed. Because of that angle, I could have very easily have gone off the road, crashed my car, maybe even rolled it. It could have potentially have been a very dangerous situation. The whole thing was really startling and kind of shook me up a bit, and I couldn't help but sit with it in that space for a while and analyze it. I realized the voice was a male, and I was getting the impression that he was a formidable man, tall, broad shoulders, and his name was Chuck. And obviously the experience stayed with me for quite a while. And like I said, I travel that section of road a lot. I couldn't help but look around and really kind of study the area. And I noticed that there was a memorial sign on the side of the road reminding drivers to drive safe. And it was dedicated to a Charles Walters. And given the experiences that I read about and what happened to me, I can't help but believe that a spirit or a portion of a spirit or energy can stay behind in an attempt to warn others and prevent another tragedy. So I am thankful for Charles, or Chuck, if his friends call him that. I consider him a friend at this point. I am very thankful for the warning that day. So looking back on this story, I kind of feel like this was another link or connection to putting me on that path to mediumship. This is a story of a ghost reaching out and communicating with me. And spirits do that in a lot of ghost stories, but it was just so many series of personal events that really started to make me think, how come I'm not talking back? And how amazing and intriguing would it be to see if I could? So I'm really glad I shared this story with you tonight. And with that, dear listener, we've reached the end of this episode this week. Wherever you go in your journeys, in this world or the next, be safe and remember to come back and visit me. Have a lovely evening and good night. If you listen to my podcast, you have to be like me. You love listening to spooky stories. I'm excited to say that Audible is a sponsor of this podcast. Audible's storytelling keeps me company no matter what other task I'm doing. And you know what? Listening can also keep my stress at bay because my mind is being drawn into the stories I'm listening to. Sign up and try it now by visiting audibletrial.com/ghosts. I'll also have a link for you in my episode description notes that you can click on. Happy spooky reading!